Henry Nouwen was a Dutch priest, grew up in Holland, studied there, but most famous in the USA, where he worked at prestigious universities, Yale, Harvard. And then the major thing that happened in his life was that he moved from that famous, being a famous writer, being this well-educated person, to moving to Lark Community in up in Canada, where he worked with highly, highly damaged people, mentally and physically, and they didn't know anything about his achievements. He was just Henry, and he had to learn a whole new way of communicating. And in that time, he said he learned that it's actually not about being a human, is not about our mind. It's not about what we can think and do. It's about our heart. It's about who we really are, in the deepest part of ourselves. And that's somehow he touched on something that many people resonate to. And I'm interested in this talk as well. But why is he still so relevant? Why are people reading him 20 years after his death? People like Hillary Clinton said that he is one of her most significant authors in her life. And my little niece, little old lady in South Africa, is also reading him. He has this major appeal, I think, because of his vulnerability, his accessibility, being just Henry.
It's the appeal he has. Is it for his later writings when he went to L'Arche, or is it also for what he had in his earlier writings also?
He was always a very, very accomplished writer. He had the knack that many people do not have of being able to communicate very intricate theological truths in a very accessible way. And he had that always. But when he moved into this new world from the academic world, where he said he was just sort of getting lost, and he actually found God, the real personal God, when he moved into people with disabilities and realized we are all actually disabled. It's just a matter of degree. When Henry Nouwen moved to Lark Community, he got the responsibility to look after Adam. Adam was a severely handicapped person, couldn't talk, couldn't really eat, couldn't bath himself. Henry had to do everything. And he had never read one of Henry's books, never knew about his reputation, but he said he found God through Adam, found that the love and the caring and the physical caring for that person, loving that person, was actually when he met another side of who God is.
And it's an interesting concept, because somebody once said to me recently about a personal God, what does a personal God mean? What does it mean through the eyes of Henry Nouwen?
Henry Nouwen, towards the end of his life, he moved into a very close, intimate type of relationship with God. Said that once you discover God's first love, you realize that that is the most important thing of your life. It's not what you can do. It's not what you own. It's not what people say about you. It's this relationship with somebody who loves you unreservedly and will keep on doing that. God's first love, he called that. Being the beloved of God is who you are. That is your deepest identity, and his whole life moved in that direction in the end.
You spoke about moving into the heart. The mind is important. We can't divorce the heart from the mind. But how does one have that experience? Because I can hear your words and understand them, and people listening to us today can hear those words, and they all make perfect sense. But it doesn't mean you have the experience.
Henry Nouwen often quoted Carl Jung, I think, who said that you have to go down from with your mind into your heart, by which he meant the deepest part of who you are is not just what you think. It is the person you become. And God is part of that. His whole way of living in the end, caring for people from this deep, deep knowledge that I am the beloved of God. That's who I am.
And is there a way then that other people can help us to see that? That it's maybe not just about what we do in terms of reflection, which is important, but also the experience, because working with the people who had special needs did something to Henry Nguyen.
That's right. We tend to be influenced by the fact that we think being human is being able to think, to talk. He discovered that being able to love is much more fundamental than just our mental capacities.
It's as simple as that.
It's as simple as that, actually. And you know, Owen was interesting also in the fact his whole life demonstrated what he called a theology of weakness, of vulnerability. And he demonstrated that in the way that he moved from this prestigious place to a very humble lifestyle. And he said, actually, that is what Jesus demonstrated of who God is, that God was clothed in weakness when he came in the form of his Son to this earth. And actually, that is the road that we should be following as well. It's not a upward mobility, but he called it a downward mobility, that we become as Christ, become humble. And actually, the more we realize about a theology of weakness, we really realize that's not just a theology for weaklings. It's a theology of actually tapping into God's power by realizing that we are not powerful enough to handle life.
It's a very comforting message if we let it sink in, and yet it's also very countercultural, because within the world around us, it's to get on, to do better, to get promotion. And also within the church, you know, we have this hierarchical model, and the higher up you get, the better it seems to be. And yet it truly is the essence of the gospel to be called back to that. And it's very comforting, because we really can't do everything.
I think that is why Henry Nguyen is still so popular today, because he touched on something. He really struck a nerve that people intuitively know that this is actually the truth. That's what God demonstrated in Jesus Christ. That's what his life demonstrated as well. Moving from achievement to humble service.
And knowing that you are loved.
And knowing that you are loved before you achieved anything. That is the first love, which he talked about, Jesus experiencing that wonderful word when he was baptized. You are my beloved, and we are the beloved sons and daughters of God, was his main message.
In his own life, which only came to light afterwards, he carried something that must have been difficult for him, and presumably he saw it maybe as a wound, I don't know, but that was about his sexuality.
Yes, he struggled with his sexuality for a long time, and eventually came out to his close friends that he was gay, and grew up in a very conservative Dutch way of thinking about homosexuality. And he was so into his celibate vows that he declined the invitations to come out and do something for the gay community very much. He was thinking about and writing about a theology of embodiment, a theology of thinking differently about sexuality as well, towards the end of his life. He struggled with that for most of his life, but treated it within the bounds of what he could handle at that stage.
And that's interesting, isn't it? Because nobody is perfect, and you might want to say we have a beautiful understanding of God and of our deep weakness, and know that we are the beloved. And yet there are things that just are too painful, too hard. We are human beings, and Henry Nguyen is a human being, and his message is as relevant to himself as it is to everybody else.
Exactly. I think that's why his whole way of thinking is so accessible to people. We all know that we are broken. And the fact that he became this wonderful, loving person with his weaknesses, with people who knew him well, knew that he was, in a certain sense, a very vulnerable person who always had doubts about his own worth, and yet he was this wonderful whole person who could communicate this whole new theology of weakness, the strength of weakness, actually.